Today we are here at Moreko's Body Sculptures, where we'll be talking to a gentleman who is taking fitness training to a whole new level, a township entrepreneur who goes by the name of Lebo. So join us today on this beautiful discussion. And I forgot to say, welcome to another episode of Township Entrepreneurs. Thank you. Lebo, how are you, sir?
I'm good, yourself?
Sharp. You know, it's so good to be in an establishment of this sort, because you know when a lot of people think of the township and township entrepreneurship, they think Achashem. But you know, we walked into a gym that didn't have bricks as the whatever, but it actually had proper machinery, and you've got proper machinery all around. But sir, tell us a bit about yourself before we jump into the gym. Who is Lebo?
My name in full is Lebohang Apane. I reside at Mpo Section here in Tembiso, 108. And I was born in Edenvale in 1963. And then we were moved from Edenvale to Tembiso. I've been when I was like 2-3 years old, and I've been here for since ever.
Wow. And then, Bralebo, you know, I mean, you could have been a mechanic, or by some Zimba, or Maskopasi, or by some Akota, but I mean, you decided to do something that was unconventional, and ideally, you're selling a lifestyle, you're selling health, you started a gym, and why a gym?
Actually, I'm a health conscious person, and I like to see the community of Tembiso, or Africans or South Africans at large, changing their lifestyle into a healthy and a fitness one.
Yes.
So that was my motive behind this. And I started as an athlete as well, as a bodybuilder. I was encouraged by my brother, Stephen, who was a bodybuilder at that time when I was still a young boy. And then I admired his body, and I thought, no, I must follow this.
Yeah.
And then I started since, and I started bodybuilding in 1986 when I started gymming, and from there I did competitions as I went on. So I've been in this industry for a long time, and that is what motivated me to open a gym. I said, even if sometime I retire from this industry, but I want the youngsters and the youth to follow this path so that they can also be able to achieve what I have achieved, and also stay away from these street things that are happening.
What keeps you so motivated to keep going? Because here's my challenge. I've been trying to lift, but I'm lifting other things instead. What keeps you motivated? Share the secret, because you look 22.
Yes, I've been in this industry now for more than 30 years since I started my bodybuilding career. And what motivates me most is because I stay healthy. I'm not a person who's often sick to the doctor. The doctor don't know me even in the files. So that is what kind of lifestyle that I admire and I want others to follow.
So how long has the gym been in existence?
The gym is 4 years old.
The gym is 4 years?
Yes.
And then, I mean, in terms of the township of Tembiso and the 4 years that you've been here, are you seeing support? Are you seeing young people coming in, exercising, staying away from illegal substances or such activity?
Yes, definitely. In this 4 years period, I've got more than 1,000 members. So that is very positive, because I didn't expect this much at the moment. But the guys are supporting, and I see most of the youth coming to the track I wanted them to.
And then, I mean, just tell us a little bit about the gym, Bralebo. What happens here? I mean, are there classes? Tell us about the amazing things that happen here at the gym.
Yes. As you can see, this gym, it has got departments.
Okay. Yes.
On the other side, we have a cardio section.
Okay.
We run aerobic classes in the evening. There's one aerobic class once a day from 6:30 to 7:30. This we call the cage. This is hardcore. There's no room for crying babies here. Once you are in this department, then you have to push weights.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got a squat rack there, and then the bench presses, and then it's obviously a cage. You can lift as much weight as you can here, unlimited. It's not like machines.
So when you come into the cage, you must come in prepared.
Come in prepared. This is the heavy-duty machine section.
Oh, okay.
This one now, I wouldn't say it's substitute, but it would be approximately equivalent to that side. Most people, they don't have enough time to pack and unpack weights as they exercise. So this is easy. This is for them a quick workout session. Maybe you don't have time. You've got 30 minutes. You've got 45 minutes. Now we're using a machine. It's quicker. And then this is your chest machine on the incline level. That is your shoulder machine pressing your front. And then this is your bench press. These machines are the same as those bench press done lying, but now it's been modified. You do your bench press seated.
Mm.
And then now instead of, you know, putting extra weight and stuff, you just come and select the right weight for you and then start pushing.
Pranebo, you are not just now a specialist in this particular field or a professional, but you're also an entrepreneur. I mean, how do you keep, and those are two different things, how do you keep yourself, you know, updated or balance the two? Because, you know, when we're walking in, I saw you pumping iron and you are passionate. I'm seeing you speak, you're passionate about the gym and you're passionate about what you've been doing. I mean, how do you keep yourself, you know, updated as an entrepreneur? And yeah.
Okay. I would say it's also through the advices from, you know, the books that one reads, and also the other most important thing is that I'm not only an athlete, but I'm also a bodybuilding judge as well internationally. So I travel the world. I've been Italy, France, Germany, going to judge the Universe Championship. And as I'm going there, I learn and ask questions, and then that's where I get most of the advices and things from.
Which is interesting, but you're pointing to something, that you travel the world. So that means that as you travel the world, you've got proper systems that keep your business running.
Yes.
How many people do you employ, sir?
Currently in the gym, I've got 3 people. My wife is one of them, and then my brother and my other guy here who is a floor instructor.
Oh, nice, nice. And then, I mean, you know, you speak about not having any funding. Let me just throw a question I always ask. If we had, for instance, if we, anyone, had to walk up to you and say, here's, let's say, 300,000, what would you do with that money? You don't need to think, just what would you do with that money with regards to developing your business?
Firstly, the most important thing is that I don't own the building. So my dream is to have my own building one day, whereby I will have my own structure designed my own way and do as I please with it. So here I'm being restricted. I must just follow what is here, because, like, as you can see, it's during the day. This place used to be a nightclub before. It's during the day and there are no windows around, and I have to keep light day and night. So I would like to have a facility whereby it can also allow me, even economically, to be able to run without extra cost. So that kind of finding, I would rather start my own foundation somewhere and build gradually towards that dream.
Did you get support from family or even your wife with regards to this particular venture?
Of course. That's where I got most support from, because if they were against this, I wouldn't have done this.
So I
do have a strong support from my whole family, my brothers, and unfortunately my mother, who's passed on as well.
Glorious.
But from the family side, I've got a big support.
Guys, I'm out here with Pralebo. I've already started my exercise lessons. The art of procrastination is no longer an art at all. We are out here getting things done with this man. One of the biggest things that we got from Pralebo today, more than anything, is if you want to build your empire, start building it where you are and where you are when you are wherever you are. Because I mean, when we look at the machinery here, it's worth a lot of money, but he started saving for it. He was being paid, winning wherever he was going. He took some of those savings, instead of splurging them on things that were frivolous, food or outings, he decided to develop his gym. He now owns all the machinery in his gym. He's got no funding and no sponsorship. So you guys out there that are thinking, nah, I need funding or sponsorship or whatever to get to where I'm going. You don't need funding or sponsorship. You need to just all make up in your mind that you're going to start. And this amazing gentleman started. He looks healthier. He looks fitter. I'll catch you guys next week. Our details are on the screen. I'm busy with my workout, baby. Thank you.